Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
StephanieandGregShow.com.
Aloha, kids. How are you?
Aloha.
We're good. This is what happened. It's very interesting for parents. I think we should all learn from this. Our son, Noah, who's 9, and your son, I won't say his name, Mr. Maui Jr.
Thank you.
Are approximately the same age. And Mr. Maui invited our son over to his house for a birthday celebration, which turned out to be a sleepover. We thought, I don't know about you, Steph, but I thought there was going to be like 3 or 4 kids sleeping over. Turns out Mr. Maui has like 17 kids sleeping in his house.
I know. Mr. Maui learned a very important lesson.
Don't invite children over the house.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The lesson.
Well, what happened? How was it to have 9 children? How many
10,
kids?
I think 10 kids, right? Was it 10?
It was 10 kids. It was 9 guests and my kid. And, well, do you remember what happened in Germany in the early 1940s? I would compare my son's 10th birthday sleepover to something akin to that.
Oy. It's a
but
memory.
Yeah, I have to tell you guys, your son, Mr. Floyd Jr., was...
Let's just call him Noah.
So incredibly well-behaved and sweet. I mean, you guys obviously know what you're doing because that kid is an angel.
Oh, thank you.
Especially when compared to some of the animals I allowed into my house that night.
That's what I like, him to be compared to the bad kids. That's why I set it up like that. I always put him in, you know, so he looks like he's amazing, you know.
Well, he is. He's very sweet. And he can sense what was going on. I think he lost some of his innocence, and I feel responsible for that.
Oh, no. Well, that's the other thing. He did start talking about sex all of a sudden, but we'll get to that after. Let me hear what happened with the 10 kids.
Well,
didn't one of them – what happened? I mean, I heard from some rumblings that there was some issues in the middle of the night.
Yes. Well, you know, it started with a pizza party here. And then things started going south immediately.
Wow. At the pizza party it started?
At the pizza party before the movie, before we came back, before the sleepover. Did you ever read Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
All right. The kids, you know, form this hierarchy and this group, and they're self-governing.
The alpha male.
Alpha males are selected by the group. And the weakest ones that are identified for slaughter are also identified by the group.
Oh, God. I didn't know it started so early. I thought it was later.
Oh, my God. As soon as the parents left, and there was just well, actually, there were a couple parents that stayed, a couple moms, and even a couple younger siblings. We had a group of 18 people that we took to the movies.
Yeah.
Which was supposed to be the centerpiece of the thing. And then we come back just for a relaxing, fun sleepover party.
Relaxing.
Oh, no, it didn't turn out that way. So immediately they come over, and there's two boys. You know, one is kind of a physical bully who did a lot of physical bullying to some of the kids. I would say only half the kids were involved in any of the negative stuff. The other half were sweet and wonderful and well-behaved, and that included your son and my son and 3 other boys.
Yay.
Angels. Well, welcome over anytime.
Thank you.
The other half was really only 2 kids that were really causing a lot of problems, and then 3 of them got all amped up and kind of jumped, you know, joined in.
So you had trouble controlling them from the beginning?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah, no respect for adults whatsoever. They came in and started trashing the house, trashing my son's bedroom immediately.
Oh,
as soon
my
as
God.
They all got together, and just this whole little society of out-of-control boys formed instantly. It was incredible to behold.
Were they fresh to you?
No, I know them all.
Were they the same age?
They were all 9 and 10 years old, yeah.
And did you try and stop it? Did you say anything to them?
I threw a pack of cigarettes in the room and slammed the door shut.
You threw some meat in there and ran out.
Yeah.
He broke a bottle on the bar and started stabbing him with it.
It didn't get to that until about 2 in the morning.
But like, what did you, when you said stop doing what you're doing, did they stop or did they talk back to you?
All of these boys know each other. They're all friends. They're all very, very smart, high-achieving students. So they were just unbelievably evil and deceptive. I mean,
oh my. Yeah,
I would go in there and stop it, and I would start taking baseball bats away, you know, foam baseball bats with like an iron core that they were swinging at each other. I was afraid somebody was going to go through a window or through a wall something, you know.
Where was Rock? I mean, ooh, little
Miss,
Maui.
Miss Maui Jr.,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Maui has a daughter, too, who's five.
Yeah. Where was she in all this?
She was, you know, she had some little friends over too, other little younger siblings of some of these boys. So she was playing with them, and there was a couple moms that were hanging around.
Well, what happened in the middle of the night?
We got through the first phase. We get through the pizza. I try and calm everybody down. Everybody's still getting along, and everything's going okay, and everybody's having fun. We load everybody up. We get to the movies.
How did you get 10 kids, 17 people into a car?
That's why some extra moms stayed. We had three or four cars full of kids.
Okay. So that was planned out well. You handled that fine.
Thank you. And so we get to the movies. We literally bought like 18 tickets together in a group. Mrs. Maui and I did all this ahead of time. So we had the front row, which was the 10 boys all together. And then behind them, it was me and the moms and the younger siblings so we could watch the 10 boys.
That was a good idea. Very good planning.
Well, we thought so. And of course, one of the kids who's one of the closer friends with my son, who goes to karate with him all the time, not dropping any names, and we used to carpool with all the time until a couple days ago, starts going nuts because he doesn't want to sit on the outer end of all the boys. You know, he's sitting talking and everybody grabs a seat and he's standing there talking to somebody else. So the only place for him to sit is at the far end of the row. So Mr. Maui Jr. is in the center. It's his birthday. You know, all the boys kind of want to sit near him. He's having a great time. And then this one kid walks right in front of Mr. Maui Jr. while I'm standing there and starts badgering him, saying, I don't want to sit in the end. You sit on the end. I want to sit here right in the middle.
That was my son, wasn't it?
No. Your son was sitting, and he was an angel.
Oh.
And he brought the pack of cigarettes with him to the movie theater.
That's what keeps him calm.
He was occupied. Yeah. He was looking around for a lighter.
Yeah.
Anyway. So my son, Mr. Maui Jr., although he is a black belt and he's very good at karate, he's still a very sweet, innocent, sensitive boy.
He is. And, we love him.
You know, I told the other kid, I said, hey, and I don't want to mention his name, but I said, well, go sit down. Your seat is right over there.
Hey, you little bastard. You say, hey, you little bastard.
Hey, you little bastard. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't say it. And I said, go sit down.
He wasn't public, you know.
Exactly. It was a filled theater. I mean... So he goes and he sits down. So I'm like, all right, I can go and make my run to the concession stand and drop about $4,000 on bottled water and popcorn and M&M's.
You had to buy 10 kids or all the 18 people?
All 18. It's a birthday party. I threw caution to the wind. I said, what the
hell?
You're
crazy. I should have come. I would have had like jujus. Do they still sell juju beads?
Oh, snow caps.
Yeah. I almost came, but I was very tired. I was vacillating between coming because I kind of wanted to see that movie. And also,
what movie was it?
You probably needed help. That's what I thought.
We definitely needed help.
Well, I didn't know that they needed help.
Know we were going to need as much help as we needed. But you know, all we thought was we needed enough, you know, parents to help with the driving.
You needed a security guard.
Yes.
Were the out of control kids' parents there or no?
Of course not.
Yeah, because they're smart. They know I'm out of here. I got rid of him for the night.
Excuse me, is this a drop-off party? Oh, thank God.
And so many parents were dropping the kids off and smiling at me and laughing as they left.
Yeah, they were like, an evil laugh.
Yes. I'm going, what? What's what? I don't. So anyway, so I go and I refinance my house and I buy popcorn and water and M&M's at this place for everybody. It was literally the most I've ever spent at a concession stand. I couldn't believe it.
How much was it? Tell me how much. Can I know? I just want to know how much.
Popcorn, bottled water, and M&M's. $135.
They didn't even give you a discount?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
But they did bring out a cart. There was literally so much that they had to cart it back in the theater.
That's hilarious.
At least they had a cart.
Thank God. I never would have got it. I don't know what I would have done. So anyway, so we get back to the theater, and now the movie's just about to start. Of course, the lights go down. I'm there with two people that work at the movie theater and a cart full of all this stuff, and I'm blocking people, and we're trying to hand it out real quickly while the trailers are starting, and I see Mr. Maui Jr. no longer in the middle of all his friends at his birthday party, but now at the far end seat where the other kid didn't want to sit. My son has his T-shirt pulled up over his face so his friends can't see him crying.
Oh, that's the saddest story I ever heard.
Oh, it gets worse. Just wait.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor little
so I was pretty upset. And I saw the kid who was doing the badgering sitting right in the middle with a big, you know, shit-eating grin on his face. So I took Mr. Maui Jr. out of the theater to find out what had happened, because when I left, I thought everything was done, everything was fine, and, you know, I'm going to get snacks. So I talked to him, and he said, well, you know, my son says, I want to make sure everybody has a good time at my party. I want to be a good host. You know, we've talked about this kind of stuff before. So I didn't want to argue anymore, but it's like, you know, nobody – now I can't sit, you know, where I was sitting with my friends, and this kid's being really, really mean to me and blah, blah, blah. And I've always told my son, you know, don't ever hit anybody. Don't use your karate unless it's physical self-defense and all that stuff. So, you know, he's very sweet and passive, you know, in most situations. And he was in this one. And he let himself be bullied around verbally and taken advantage of at his party. So I was really ticked. So I switched them back. You know, we get all the stuff dispersed to the kids.
I could see you just, like, grabbing that other kid
by the neck.
By the T-shirt and just pulling him out of his seat.
God, I wanted to do that, but worse than anything.
You know what I've learned from you, Mr. Maui? Noah's birthday party is going to have one person there.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, Mr. Maui Jr.
Yeah, just your
that's
kid.
That's it.
Because he's
the
nice.
Way to go, I'm telling you.
Nice and calm.
So we get through the movie. Mr. Maui Jr. gets over his being upset. You know, I said, you got to get back in there and man up and not be all upset and forget about it. Move on. Because I figured, okay, we're past the rough patch in the evening.
Little did you know.
Good one.
Little did I know. So we do that. Everybody sees the movie. We get out. We keep every, you know, the kids, this rougher half of the kids are just running wild through the theater. Wouldn't stay with the group. I'm trying not to lose anybody.
This is before the movie started?
No, this is now at the end.
Okay.
Leaving. So they're already getting more and more amped up and out of control. It could have been the M&Ms. It could have been the popcorn. I don't know. But things were escalating. I could feel it.
I think they didn't have their medication with them, probably.
Yes.
The
parents didn't want to. I found out some interesting things about a couple of these kids from the parents after it was all over that they decided not to disclose.
Oh.
Yes.
He just left the mental institution. Can he come over for a sleepover?
Well, one of them, the one that badgered my kid and then got a lot worse throughout the night, his parents tell me after it's all over and they're horrified at his behavior and everything that happened. They said, well, by the way, that's why we don't do any group birthday parties for our kid anymore, because he has a total control problem around a group of kids. I said, yeah, I now know that. Why didn't you mention that before?
we wanted to see if he was over it.
We actually wanted a night alone because we hate him.
Oh my God. And then the other kid that was really a troublemaker has had physical bullying issues since preschool. He went to preschool with Mr. Maui Jr.
Oh boy.
And we hadn't really befriended the family all that much because of that. I didn't want my kid around that kid. He's a big, lummoxy bully. But several years have gone by.
That's his nickname. You should have known. Lummoxy.
Mr. Lummox.
Yeah. So anyway, we kind of befriended the family a little more. It seemed like the kid kind of grew out of it. He's now come to our school. He's been to our school now for a year and a half, whatever. He came last year. And he seemed like he was a lot better.
Stephanie's trying to figure out who you're talking about.
I'm like, huh. Mrs. Maui, like, was she – I would have been freaking out. I would have been, like, so upset by this whole thing. Was she calm?
Was there, you know, she was there and helping, but she really wanted me to deal with all the disciplinary stuff as it became more and more evident that that was going to be required.
This was your idea. You handle it.
Right? Basically, yes. Now it's about 10 or 10:30. We're back. I want them all in their sleeping bags, on their aero beds in the living room by 11. That's my goal. Because I figure, oh, they're going to stay out for an hour or two beyond that anyway, talking and, you know, boy stuff. And they're all into Mad Libs and everything. So anyway, so we try and get everybody all set up, all the airbags, air mattresses inflated, everybody in their stuff by about 11. And then, you know, everybody's wiped out. So Mrs. Maui and I go to the marital chamber. And
the inner sanctum.
The soulmate chamber.
Exactly. Thank you. And little Miss Maui Jr. goes to her little pink palace.
Mm-hmm.
And we think everything's okay, so we kind of.
So they're all where in the are they in the family room or are they?
They're in the living room. We moved furniture out of the way to make enough room for 10 gigantic, you know, air mattresses and sleeping bag configurations. And then interestingly, several of the kids say, "Well, they don't want." A couple kids brought, like, you know, queen size aero beds, so there's enough room for two.
They don't want to sleep with anyone.
They don't want to sleep with the kids that they know are the troublemakers.
Oh.
And that should have been my first hint before the baseball bats and the trashing of the house immediately when everybody came over.
Mm-hmm.
I should have anticipated even more. So, all right. So we get everybody situated. They're all happy. Everybody goes to bed. Lights out. They're talking like we expected that they would and doing some Mad Libs and stuff. Then, 5-10 minutes later, I start hearing unbelievable, inappropriate discussion.
Let's hear what was. Were the Mad Libs inappropriate too? Like what they were saying?
No. The Mad Libs were cute.
Yeah. What was the inappropriate convo?
I heard stuff about they kept mentioning one girl that I know her name that's in their grade, in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And these couple of voices were very identifiable. So Mrs. Maui and I were just sitting listening because we figured, wow, what a glimpse into their little world when they think they're not being monitored. And
so you were like standing in the hallway?
With a cup?
Yeah, and a string. I had a string running into the bedroom to Mrs. Maui with a cup on her end. I said to her, oh, my God, we should get like one of the baby monitor transmitters in that room somehow so we can really clearly hear everything.
That would have been
They were actually being pretty loud, so we could hear them down the hall and into the intermarital sanctum.
Really?
Yeah, not everything and not clearly, but they got kind of loud and boisterous, so we heard certain choice words because I would yell them out and giggle and laugh.
She's a slut.
What do fifth graders say about girls?
Well, this one of the two fifth graders that was causing a lot of the problems had just gone on a completely out of control like college frat trip to Vegas with two of his little friends and this pair of parents that apparently have no rules and no boundaries. So he came back, with things like whore and slut.
Oh, my.
I thought what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. No, it's infected the Mr. Maui house.
Did he go to stripper? Like, what would he know about sluts and whores?
One trip to Vegas and that's it? You're polluted for life?
Okay. This kid is, yeah, yes.
So yeah. He's calling the girl in fifth grade a slut and a whore?
And then all the other kids are going, what's a slut? What's a whore?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And did he explain it?
What I later learned was that he was directing a lot of the stuff at the weakest, smallest kid there,
mm-hmm.
who just started at our school last year. So he didn't know all the other kids as well. He's a very good friend with my son. So they're very close and they're both very sweet. And, so he was invited into this scenario and I felt terrible because he was like completely deflowered, basically.
So you didn't feel like...
Pack of animals.
You didn't step in at any point?
What happened? I did. I was in the room at 11:20 after I heard things getting out of control and started hearing really what they were talking about. So this pattern started to repeat. I would go in there and say, hey, that's inappropriate. Come on, this is a birthday party. Let's all have fun. I don't mind if you guys do Lad Libs, but I don't like the language and some way. Blah, blah, blah. So what happened was they said, okay, sorry. And I would go back, to the chamber with Mrs. Maui. And of course we continue listening to make sure everything was calmed down. So
were you wearing a flannel nightgown with a nightcap, how they did like in the Little Rascals?
Yes. A little,
with a
little
lantern. Were you holding a lantern?
It was it was the quintessential family scene with, 10 boys talking about whores and sluts in my living room.
All right. Well, you got about a minute to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. So I went in every half an hour until 2 a.m. It got increasingly out of control and physical and smashing and swearing and all this stuff. Finally, at 2 a.m., I said, that's it. Party's over. Everybody in your sleeping bags. And the next person I hear, I'm calling your parents at 2 o'clock in the morning to pick you up. That's it.
Oh, geez. I never heard
Did you really
yell
like that or no?
I really did. It was really that out of control.
Wow. I never heard you yell.
They finally went to bed. That was it. Next morning, they're all get up. We make a big breakfast. They're playing out in the backyard, playing handball. First mom comes. It's the little kid who's friends with my son, the little sweetest one. His mother shows up, and he bursts into tears, and his nose is running and everything. And he just, like, starts to tell her all these things that were said to him last night, which I didn't realize. And the physical bully, even in the morning when we're cooking breakfast, is out there telling this kid that he's worthless and he should be dead. He should never have been born. And he's holding a brick over the kid's head.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, as you can see, it got completely out of control. It was a hell of a birthday that none of us will ever forget.
Thank you for a lovely time for my son.
Well, my blood pressure is so high right now.
Thank you, Mr. Maui. Thanks for...
Bye, Mr. Maui.
Thank you, everyone.
Aloha, kids.
Bye.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye. Greg and Stephanie's Life is Meaning.